Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What if your child could learn from empowering and loving a purchased education? What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Imagine a community of people learning practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. If you find yourself worried about decisions your kids make and are just not getting through, Teaching from the Heart Radio will help you discover new ways to connect with your kids on a heart-based level while guiding you in bringing the fun and inspiration back into parenting. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. Now, here's your host, Julie Kay.
Woo! And happy Monday morning, everyone. This is Julie Kleinhans, and I'm really excited to be here with you all today. We have a great show for you as we start off another work week. It's the last Monday in February. Spring is near, and I feel our spirits are being lifted, knowing how close we are to that spring weather coming. Today's weather here in the Northeast is really nice. It's sunny, and I hope that each of you are able to get outside and play wherever you are. So for my purpose and passion, I'd like to tell you a little bit about the show if you're just tuning in for the first time. I'm all about supporting parents, educators, kids, caretakers, and the community to create an environment of well-being. And that includes getting outside and playing and connecting with our kids at a deeper heart-based level. And clearly our world is in the need for major, major changes in how we relate to our kids, how we educate our kids, how we create for our kids. This way we can create a future where each one of us can thrive and our kids could grow up feeling that they have a place in this world, that they make a difference in this world. So I invite each and every one of you to join me in being a part of this collective movement dedicated to changing our approach to teaching and relating to our kids by shifting from the logical, rational mind space that we're totally in and occupying, and making room to also include thinking, learning, and relating from the heart space, because it's in this heart space where all things are possible and where miracles occur. If you'd like to learn more about me, Julie Kleinhans, please visit my site by going to www.mindfocusgeneration.com. I'm a certified life coach, a confidence and empowerment coach for teens and young adults and their parents. I'm also the founder of Mind Focus Generation and the creator of the Super Empowerment System for Teens and Young Adults. And while you're there checking me out, sign up for my newsletter so you can receive great information about the different guests I'll have on my show, along with other great information that will help you and the kids in your life really, really connect and create a fabulous, thriving life. And when you sign up for my newsletter, you'll also receive a free gift, which is a 30-day creation planner, and that will guide you and the kids in your life to become deliberate creators so that you can experience more of what you do want and much less of what you don't want. So to tell you just a little bit about what this free creation planner is, it's a way to guide your kids and also for yourself to raise your vibration through visualization, imagination, uplifting thoughts, words, actions, positive thinking, and it also helps you to understand and apply universal laws in your daily life. And I'm all about supporting you each, so please get in contact with me. Let me know what's going on with you so I can help you create more well-being. Again, that's www.mindfocusgeneration.com, and just go to the contact link and send me a little message about whatever's going on with you. So now I am really, really excited for today's show because my guest is the best at what she does. And I want to tell you a little bit of background in what I know about this. one of the things I love to do when I work with young people is to create forward movement in their lives. And so many times kids get stuck and they don't know what to do or how to move forward. And I'm telling you, just about every young person that I've worked with had one thing in common. They lack organizational skills. And when I was a teacher, and I remember this, the kids that I mentored that was struggling academically and or emotionally would always have a very unorganized locker and binder. And they couldn't keep track of things. And I know that their bedroom at home was probably in the same shape. And I find this also with the kids that I work with as coaching clients. And the one thing I would always ask them is how this messiness makes them feel. And they always say that, you know, well, I can't find things and it stresses me out. So, you know, when this happens, a lot of times kids easily give up. They feel overwhelmed by their physical mess. And it sounds so logical, but many of us don't even know how to get ourselves, let alone our kids, organized and how to declutter. And that's why I just am so super excited to have my special guest share with us today all that she knows about decluttering the environment and getting organized. I mean, she just gets it. She's totally in tune with how our living spaces either support the flow of energy or block that flow. And this includes your son or daughter's locker and backpack, believe it or not. So if you've been listening to my show, you know that I'm all about understanding the energy behind everything and how it affects our lives. So let me tell you a little bit about my guest. Missy Bystrom is an organizing certification trainer, author, speaker, and a leading personal and business organizer in Orange County, California. For more than 25 years, Missy's been putting things in order in homes and businesses and training others to do the same. She creates functional spaces as well as peacefulness and harmony both without, which is your environment, as well as within, with calmness and order. Missy has her own licensing and training program, how cool is that, which encourages entrepreneurship and new business growth. This program is unique in that it is the only kind to teach a holistic approach to the new business owner. She offers CDs, MP3s, and training manuals online. In addition, she has a CD to be released in a couple weeks, March 15th, 2013, about decluttering all spaces, resulting in a calm and peaceful life. Missy has also authored two books, Organ Zen Asian, I love that, intentionally creating balance and order in your main living space, which I've been going through and reading, and let me tell you, it's a gem. You got to get your hands on this. And also Declutter Your Space, Sell Your Stuff, Organize Yourself. So I would like to welcome Missy to the show.
Julie, thank you so much. You're so fun to listen to. Your intro that you give, I just felt so serene sitting here, and I thought I could just listen to this all day and I'd be really happy.
Oh, cool. Thank you. I'm glad you enjoy it.
It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. Yeah. Your audience is really blessed to be able to listen to this.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, Missy, why don't you start off by telling us, you know, how did you get into organizing people's lives?
Oh, gosh, you know, sometimes, you know, I'm sure as you know, in life, you're just called to do that. And I really feel in my deepest being that this was just something that it was a gift I was given and it was something that I was called to do. And quite frankly, I mean, initially when I started this journey, obviously I didn't know it would tie in every part of my being, you know, from spiritual to physical to economical, you know. But, you know, I can remember from the youngest age, I think I was maybe four. You know, I grew up in this small town in Wisconsin, and you know, my mom was always a very tidy homemaker. And so, you know, and she was a stay-at-home mom. And so I remember, you know, I had some neighbors up the street, and their house was so messy. And I would go there, and it would drive me nuts. And so, for my entertainment, you know, and I mean, I'm serious. I was before kindergarten, so I had it before. I would clean. I would the kitchen counters. You know, they're the houses that you see where you can't see anything. So So I would clean everything. I would put it all away. I would organize the cupboards. I would, you know, and I'm sure this mom just loved me, you know. And I would talk the kids into helping me, her children, you know, come on, let's do this. So it was fun for me, you know, it was fun. And I had just this natural order within. And, you know, it was a fascinating process. And then from the time I had my first real job, you know, back then we could work when we were 14, and I worked in a pharmacy, in my off time, instead of standing around talking, I would organize and face the shelves and declutter and find, you know, medications that were 30 years old because they hadn't been, you know. And so that's how it went. I mean, every job that I got, even through college, I would end up organizing, and then I started to get hired for the organizing and not for what I was hired to do, and it just blossomed, and I just thought, oh, hey, this can just be my job. I can make money at this. And then, you know, I learned, and it evolved, and here I am today.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I mean, talk about living your purpose. I mean, you're just doing that. You knew it. And I love it how you started doing it at 4 years of age. That just shows, you know, I am doing what I came here to this planet to do. And that's just so wonderful. And, you know, I laugh because when I was 15, my first job was at a pharmacy also, and I had to clean the shelves because it was a family pharmacy, and I had to clean the shelves, and they were just dusty and dirty, and my sister worked there too, and there were medications that were like 30 years old. I'm like, what is this? And they would be throwing things out.
Exactly. You know, and let me digress just a second. I want, you know, because you repeated exactly, I guess, what I had intended to say, and that is that, you know, people that are here and they have a purpose, you can turn almost anything that you love to do into a career and make money doing it and love it. You know, and that's the beauty of where we're at right now in this economy is that, and I would definitely empower children. You know, you don't have to do traditionally what we've been taught. I mean, we're in a changing time right now, and it's exciting, and you can pretty much do whatever you want to do.
I agree. Well, it's time to take a break. So when we come back, we're going to talk more about what organization really means and those pressures to organize and how we break through that. So stay tuned, everybody. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861 or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camano Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camano Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
We're back on Transformation Talk Radio Network. This is Julie Kleinhans, host of Teaching from the Heart with Julie K. And today, my guest is author and professional organizer, Missy Bystrom, who's talking with us about decluttering and organizing your life. And I have so much I want to ask you, Missy, but before we move on, can you please share your contact information with our listeners?
Oh, sure. The easiest place to go find me is just to hit my website. It's www.theorganizedconnection.com. And from
awesome.
There, you can email me, blog me, do all those things that you do.
Theorganizedconnection.com.
Yep. Organized, awesome. A D. Organized Connection. Yep.
Yeah, definitely go check it out. Missy has an amazing book. It's really helping me so much. And I want to talk about a little bit about your book because the thing I love about it is I appreciate how your book lovingly helps people to see how we don't need most of the stuff that's consuming our living space, right? I mean, we just have so much stuff and clutter. So, you know, one of the things that I wanted to ask you is, you know, why do you think in our society we have this clutter and the need for so much stuff?
Oh, gosh. There's a gazillion answers to that. And you know, there's not one right answer, but I do think, you know, we're kind of all products, you know, of the Depression, right? If you think about it, kind of started back then when people hung on to absolutely everything. And, you know, even when you and I were growing up, you know, I had one coat that I got to wear to school, and I had one pair of blue jeans and one pair of shoes, and I had to make those things last all year. And I just think that, you know, what happened, at least in American society, is that, you know, we got a lot of money and stuff got really cheap and, you know, and marketing was in full force and business got big. And so it was like, you know, it was almost like it was in our face and all this pressure. And then people started getting stuff and then you wanted, you know, we got more stuff. And then your kids wanted more stuff because their friends had more stuff and stuff. And it was easy to get. And instead of, you know, back then it's like if our toaster broke, you know, we'd have it fixed. Now everything's made to break down and to be disposed of. And so, you know, there's so many different reasons, but we're kind of trapped here. And I think that we need to get out. We really do. Consciously.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And, you know, I think your book also goes into, you know, conscious buying, you know, being more conscious of what we spend our money on, because you're asking us to look at, you know, what are the things that we're keeping in our home and do they really have value and are we using them? Mm-hmm. And because when I look at day by day and the way everybody, the way Missy's book it goes, each day she has a little activity for you to do. So, for example, day 25 that I'm looking at right now, she says, focus on bags, foil, plastic wrap, wax paper, and various rolls today. Are empty boxes here? Did you know bags can be washed and reused? Keep a box of neatly folded washed bags here. One roll of each type will suffice. I mean, I can't stand it when I open up my cabinet to look for plastic bags, and I'm thinking of my cabinet right now, or actually my drawer, and it gets jammed because I have like a half a roll here and a half a bag here of plastic wrap, and it's like, why do I have all this stuff clocking up my space?
Yeah, and isn't that funny? I mean, you know, and that's just stuff. I mean, that's not even like, oh, I have my closet's too full, but that's just one simple drawer of plastic wrap and wax paper and baggies, and it's cluttery, and it actually impedes energy. It impedes productivity. It stops things, and it's just a drawer. It makes no sense. And, you know, it's funny because people ask, well, your house must be impeccably clean. You must be, you know. And no, it's not true. It's nice. It's tidy. You know, I know where everything is. But I'm not one of those type A kind of people that has everything in order 100% of the time and every, you know. But the fact is that if we don't focus on every area in our home, even yes, down to our drawer where we keep our saran wrap, if we've got cluttery spaces, that actually stops the flow of energy in our home.
You know, I really want to talk about this because it's such an important point, how our home environment affects the flow of energy. And, I mean, maybe you want to start out by telling us what it means to organize. What does that mean to you?
Well, you know, it means something much different to me than it would mean to you and everybody else. And that's a point I really want to hammer home, because there's a lot of pressure out there for us to be, you know, decluttered and organized. And, you know, there's always an example, a before and after picture of a home and how it should look. And, you know, sometimes it's just not realistic for us, especially busy parents and stressed out parents, and especially with all the chaos going on around us. But, you know, I like to say a real simple rule is that, you know, to be organized means, first of all, you know where everything is, so you can find it. You know, like you see a box out in your garage or in your attic or your basement or, you know, wherever, and you know what's in there, you know? You know where everything is, and you can access it quite easily without searching for it, you know, spending time, getting stressed out. You know, that's actually just a really good guideline to use. It's going to look different to everybody because some of us are visual. Some of us, you know, don't have to be able to see things. Some of us just know intuitively where things are. You know, so it's going to look different. But, right. You know, we just need to be able to access it, to know where it is. And not to be one of those people that say, you know, you have a big pile on your desk or your counter and you're like, well, I know it's there somewhere. You know, that doesn't count. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, cause I don't buy that. It's got to be, realistic. And then also, you know, just have things work in a logical order in your home, and you'll know it in your gut. I mean, you seriously will. You know, you can't fool yourself, really, if you're intent and conscious in this exercise.
Oh, I totally agree. And there's such benefits for organizing, decluttering, and organizing your life. There's benefits that pass on to our kids. Do you want to talk about those?
Oh, goodness. It's true. I'll tell you. You know, it's funny. I'm dealing with, I'll give you a couple of examples. Because kids, I mean, this is our job to teach them. And the reason it's our job is because we're the one that acquired all this junk right now. So our kids are growing up, you know, with they're growing up in a materialistic world. They're growing up, and they've got so much clutter coming in. I mean, keep in mind, clutter comes in various forms. I mean, it's stuff around us, of course, but it's also all the input, you know, and it's all the signs that you see going down the road, all the marketing, all the chaos, the phone calls, the emails, the texts, the TV, the, you know, all this stuff it's chaos, it's clutter. And so, you know, we brought our children into this crazy world right now, and we need to get back to balance. And so, you know, we need to teach these poor things. And right now I'm dealing with my son. He's 11, and I haven't asked him if I could use it as an example, but, you know, I'm going to do it because it's good. So I've got this little boy, and you know, he takes after his father. He's off the charts brilliant. And so, you know, he's one of those really smart kids. And he's been getting, you know, some B's. And you know, I'm not a stickler for straight A's, but when a kid is completely capable and doesn't even have to work to get straight A's, I mean, they should get A's, you know. It's just every kid is different. And I said to him, you know, what's the deal? Like, you're getting some B's and you're getting low B's. And you know, we kind of delved into this. And without putting too much pressure on him, you know, I'd want to figure this out. And we concluded that he is not organized. So this is not intuitive. My son is not organized. He is same thing. His backpack, his folder. We even went to his school, Julie, and looked at his locker, and sure enough. And he didn't know. He didn't, because he thinks he can keep it all in his head, because he's pretty smart. But the fact was, it was backfiring on him. So, you know, every day, you know, we sit down and we look at his notebook and we look at his planner and we look at his backpack, and we figure out, you know, how to organize your thoughts, put them on paper, your to-do list, that kind of thing. And it's just not intuitive to these kids. And then I had another gal, 14-year-old beautiful girl.
Oh, this is a good story you shared with me. And I don't want you to get cut off with this, because we're going to have to go to break in 30 seconds. So,
oh, yeah, yeah. Let's tell it later.
Yeah, this is a great story. And I also, when we come back from break, want you to share some tips on how parents can, for themselves, get organized and things that they could do to help their kids get organized. Because, you know, like you said, if we keep things in our head, well, that's the non-physical. But you know what? Your homework that you have to hand in on a piece of paper, that's physical. And when kids don't have things, I see them stressed out. And I've seen kids hyperventilate because they know they did this homework, they put so much effort into it, and they can't find it. And then their teacher's like, well, it's late. And, you know, so it causes a lot of stress in the environment. So when we come back, we'll hear about Missy's 14-year-old client, and we'll also hear about tips and tools that you can use to organize your life. So stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe.
Transformation Talk Radio Network. I'm Julie Kleinhans, host of Teaching from the Heart with Julie K. And I just have such an amazing guest today, author and professional organizer, Missy Bystrom. I mean, she is just such a love. She just has such wonderful, fun, loving energy. You really have to connect with Missy. And her book, Organ Zenation. That's a tongue twister, but it's just so amazing. I've just been having a great time with it. Missy, can you share with everybody your contact information?
Sure. You can just go to my website. It's www.theorganizedconnection.com.
Awesome. And because this is such an amazing book, I mean, Missy really wishes she could have this book get into every single person's hands out there, but she is so willing to give away a copy of her book to the first person that enters their information in the instant feedback. So on TransformationTalkRadio.com. What you could do on the right-hand side is the instant feedback section, and where it says name, put your first and last name, and I also need your full address, and throw in an email address in there also so I can confirm with you, and that will go to the first person that gets through. So before we left for break, Missy was telling us that she has a 14-year-old client and what happened with her client, so she wanted to share this story with all of you. So go ahead, Missy.
Okay, yeah, now, you know, it's kind of a symbolic story. I have this 14-year-old client, beautiful girl, she's a model, and she, you know, just kind of launching her new career. She was just discovered, and you know, beautiful soul, beautiful girl, and her bedroom was absolutely disgustingly atrocious. And, you know, it was so funny, and I just talked to her and I said, you know, this isn't congruent. You can't do this. I mean, you're not going to further your career or your life in a way in which you're capable and gifted to do unless you have the free-flowing energy. I mean, unless you're truly authentic and your room is a pigsty. And I don't say this lightly because it was a pigsty. I've never seen anything like it. It was the first time that I ever encountered both mouse nests, mouse poop, and maggots. And this was in a very, very upper-class home. And the fact was that she ate in her room, and she did everything in her room, and she didn't pick up, and this is what happens, you know? And so she and I spent hours and hours and hours, and we had to sanitize everything, wash all these clothes. You know, but the beautiful part is that she got rid of so much stuff, you know, and so many things she let go of, and so many projects that she just wasn't going to get to. And we had it disinfected, and she moved very little in. And her father called her Jackie Zen from there on because she just loves her space. She loves, you know, the calmness and the peace and the serenity of it, and she keeps it up. And because it's this beautiful place, it's a little haven for her now. And so, you know, and I do guarantee her career will take off And it's all it takes. I know, clean room, career takes off. Who would have guessed?
Right? Because think about it. It's like you're having this, your home, your room is your sanctuary, and it's bringing you that peacefulness and the energy behind that. It, whatever energy you feel you're giving off, you're also attracting to you. So if you're feeling like, oh, organized, you can't think, everything's cluttered, you're missing opportunities because you're distracted, you're not thinking clearly. So the energy around your space is chaotic, and so are you.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, it's pretty simple when you think about it, but most of us are in neutral and we don't think about it. And then that's where the problems come in.
So what are some tips on that you could give parents to not only organize, but to help their kids and to include their kids in this journey of decluttering and organizing?
I love this topic. You know, my favorite clients are the ones that say, you know, we as a home are going to get organized. And that means everyone. And those are the homes I get to go in, and we make the organized connection, we make T-shirts. And on the back I put team whatever, whatever their family name is. So they all feel a part, and they all suit up, you know. And it sounds really, really corny, but I'm telling you, the kids get into it. Even if they act like they don't, they kind of like it. And, you know, you get the whole family involved, and you sit and you talk about it. And, you know, we sit and we discuss, you discuss feelings with the kids, because sometimes, you know, things we've unknowingly taught our children, like, well, don't be wasteful. We've got to keep everything. And so, you know, they keep things because we've been taught that, because, you know, it came out of, you know, the era of the Depression again. And so it's like you need to teach kids now that it's okay to part with things, especially if we're going to be donating them to someone who really needs them. Or it's okay to get rid of broken things because we can't fix them, but properly get rid of them, however it you know, it may be e-waste. But, you know, it's to get the entire family's buy-in, because if you don't have that, you're going to have one or two that are going to be either non-cooperative, maybe inadvertently sabotage the situation. But, you know, it's very simple, and honestly, it can be really fun. You know, and it just takes a couple weekends, and not all weekend. You know, don't kill yourself unless you really want to. I mean, because sometimes families get really into this and they want to pound it out. But, you know, the main thing is just to do a clean sweep of the entire house. And spring is coming, so this is perfect. And I'm talking every nook and cranny, you know. And then one of my favorite rules is that when you bring something new into the house, you can get rid of two things of similar kind of thing. Like, you bring one pair thing of clothes, you take out two, you know, clothing, that kind of thing. And you would think, oh, but I'm going to end up with nothing. And, you know, you just don't. Trust me.
Yeah, because most of the stuff we don't use, of the stuff we do not use. And I know my husband and I were living in our first home, but we had three apartments before this. So we moved three times, and I just love moving because it really helped to get rid of things we don't need. And we're pretty intentional about the things that we bring into our space. For, you know, one, we don't like clutter, and two, and this even might be one, that, you know, I'm really conscious of the things that we purchase, and is it something that, you know, supports sustainability on this planet, or is it just junk? You know, junk at, you know, so many people spend money on, you know, junk at the dollar store, just junk, and it takes up space, and, you know, eventually just goes into a landfill. So I like to think of consciously spending my money when I'm buying something. You know, does this item belong in my home? Is there a place for it and a need for it in my home? Is it going to help my environment? Is it going to help me in some way?
Julie, that's beautiful. And, you know, you said it. This is another thing that we do, and it's just, I think it's just human nature. Is first of all, I've had the opportunity to of moving, and I've actually lived abroad. I lived in New Zealand, and so there it was wonderful because they had nothing because they were an island. So I lived with very little, and I was really able to see, you know, gosh, you can live on nothing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and there you didn't get the marketing, and you didn't get the magazines coming at you and that kind of thing. And so what I do, and I have to be so intentional about this because it gets me too, is that you got to be careful of discount stores. You've got to be super cautious of going shopping, because it is so hard. It's like you have to have, you know, your duck feathers on, I say, just let it slide off you. You have to have a list when you go shopping and know exactly what you want and stick to that list. And you'll be amazed at how much stuff you really can get by with that you do not need, you know. Stores know how we behave, and they stick out impulse items. And so it's really, you have to be intentional. I'm not saying don't buy, things that, you know, maybe you weren't planning on buying fresh flowers at the store or a plant, and, oh, gosh, you're really, okay, fine, you know, go for it. I mean, you don't have to be so regimented that you're stressed out in that respect.
Right, right.
We're here to strike a balance, you know, and you have to truly be intentional about how you spend your money and what kind of stuff you bring into your home.
Oh, absolutely. I love it. It's about being intentional and striking a balance. And also, you're saving money. You know, you think when you go to a discount store, oh, well, this is cheap. I'm saving money. But it's such a psychological thing, because you're not saving money. You're buying something that you didn't need or intend to buy when you stepped out of the house. So you could save a lot of money just by being intentional and living consciously and in balance. So I just love it. I love that you're bringing all of this information to the consciousness of all the people out there, including the listeners tuned in today. It's time for another short break. I could go on forever about this with you, but we need to take a break.
Yes.
And we'll come back with some more tips with author and professional organizer Missy Bystrom. Everyone stay tuned.
They forgot this world keeps spinning, and with each new day.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
We're back on Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay, and I do want to remind everyone how you can learn more about me, your host, and how you can get in contact with me. I know so many kids out there are struggling, and I know how overwhelming it can be for parents, so I invite you to reach out and ask me any question you may have. Let me know what's going on with you, with your teens or your young adult, son or daughter, and I'll do my best to support you in whatever way I can. I'm working on some really great things that are going to be happening very soon that will allow me to work with a number of parents and kids in a virtual group coaching platform so that I can get the amazing information that I have out to all of you to help young people and allow them to shine their light and live their best lives so they don't have to struggle anymore. So please go to mindfocusgeneration.com. You can find the contact page and send me a message. And also while you're there, you can sign up for your free gift, a 30-day creation planner, and my newsletter by just giving your first name and email address in the banner. So here we are finishing up with just such an exciting hour of information about how to organize yourself, how to declutter your life with my very special guest, author Missy Bystrom. So Missy, we touched upon earlier in the hour, you know, about people hanging on to their stuff and, you know, why people do that. So, you know, what's the importance of detaching from clutter?
Well, I'll tell you, the importance, I mean, it's paramount. If we don't detach from our stuff, then we can't see it clearly, you know? It's like when you're in a dysfunctional relationship. You know, unless you can stand back and look at it, there's no hope. And so, you know, the stuff is the same way. You know, it's really, really important for everything that you have surrounding you to bring you joy, or at least to bring you some kind of serenity, some kind of good feeling in your tummy, you know. If you walk past something and it's stressful to you, it's really important to get rid of that thing. And a lot of times, you know, there could be so many reasons why it causes you angst. It could be from maybe a parent who was a horrible parent. I mean, it happens, you know, and you inherited this thing. You know, I'm giving you permission today to part with it. Mm-hmm. It could be that you got a really expensive gift from an ex-boyfriend, and you'll be darned if you're going to part with that because it's the last thing that you have of him, and he's mm-hmm. not getting it back. You can part with it because anything that brings any kind of negative or angst or any kind of feeling that's not good, you really need to get that out of your space because it does you no good. And so it's so important. You don't need to keep things because you spent a lot of money on them and they're very expensive, especially if you don't use them or they don't bring you joy. And so it's a really simple process. You got to put guilt aside. You got to put old tapes aside, you know, things that you tell yourself. And you just got to be realistic with your stuff. Detach from it. Look at everything that you own. Should I keep it? Should I donate it? Maybe I need to throw it. And that's it. It's a really simple process. But if you pause and you start to think about it and you start to get emotional about it, you need to really think why. And sometimes it helps to have a friend there who can just say, okay, no, that thing's ugly. Get rid of it.
know? Right, right.
But, you know, that's really important. I mean, that part is so important. I just want to empower everyone with that today, because those are the messages that we're giving our kids, you know? Like, oh, you've got to hang on to it because it's really expensive. Or, oh, you got to hang on to it because someone such gave it to you. I mean, gifts, you know, the purpose of a gift is to give you something. And it's the act of giving. But if you really don't like what that person gave you and you can't return it, by all means, donate it and pass it on to someone who can use it and will love it. It's okay. You know, you're not, it's not personal. Stuff is not personal. It's just stuff.
Right. And connect with the feeling that gift came with, that the person wanted to tell you how much they appreciated you and things like that. Because, you know, we all have different styles and needs, and the person had well-meaning thoughts when they went out and bought you something. So connect with that feeling rather than the thing.
The thing. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, real important. Real important.
And, you know, when people get rid of and detach from their things and they get rid of it, you know, the universe always fills a void. But that void is not always filled with more physical things. You know, the universe can fill our lives with other things that are of a higher purpose, a higher meaning, like, you know, perhaps a new relationship. Perhaps a new job or a new experience and things like that.
A new experience with your child, maybe a new way of looking at something. Maybe, yeah, I mean, and that's exactly it. You know, it doesn't have to be, oh, I get rid of one car and I get another, or I get rid of the stack of paper and more paper comes. It's not like that, you know? And so really important to be mindful there.
Right. I'm sure you see that with your clients when you work with them on decluttering and organizing.
Oh, my gosh. I have the best time with my clients. I mean, when they get rid of stuff, fascinating things happen. And they're always so surprised. And, it's funny. I can't market myself in particular ways, and I'd love to. I mean, I'd love to say, if you let me organize your home and your business, you will make more money, you will lose weight, you will be healthier, you will be happier, you will have more time. I wish I could say all those things. But, you know, they think, okay, this is all, you know, snake oil and it won't work. But
right.
It happens all the time. And my clients come to me, oh, my gosh, do you know I've lost weight? I've kept it off for, you know, 5 years now. And do you know that, you know, my kids are all, you know, going to, you know, Harvard? I mean, it's the craziest thing, but they always happen. Always, always.
Oh, yeah. Because you're raising the energy in your environment.
Mm-hmm. Always. It's the best. And they start making more money and they, you know, they're more successful and they're happier. And oh, it's so fun to see. I mean, it brings me great joy, that I can share these gifts. I mean, that's what it's all about. You know, it's all, we just give it away, comes back, give it away, comes back. We're all just here to love and support one another. You know, that's how it works.
You know, it's like the saying goes, money flows where, you know, money goes where energy flows.
It's true. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Oh, well, Missy, you're just such a blessing to this world. You're such a blessing to all those people out there that feel overwhelmed and that they can't do it, because you certainly make it doable. You make it fun and you make it easy. And, you know, during the break, I was saying to you, you know, I love things that are simple yet brilliant. And you've done it here in this book. So I encourage everybody to go to Missy's website, grab a copy of her book, Organization, Intentionally Creating Balance and Order in Your Main Living Spaces. A great book and just something that's a gem. So thank you so much, Missy, for being my special guest today.
Thank you, Julie. I appreciate you.
And I appreciate you. So one more time, your website for all my guests, all my listeners.
www.theorganizedconnection.com.
Awesome. So everyone, go check out Missy's work. And everyone, I hope that you have an amazing week. And thank you for being here with us today, for bringing your energy to our show. Please join me next week and every Monday at 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Eastern for Heart-Filled Learning While We Transform Young Lives. Next week, my very special guest will be Jean Adrian, and she's going to tell you how to ignite your personal power and how you can teach your kids to do the same. Have a fabulous week, everyone. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. Heart-Filled Learning, Transforming Young Lives. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay and how Heart-Filled Learning is transforming young lives, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.